T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story, the showdown between the priests of a Roman Catholic church in the western suburbs and the Diocese of Rockford appears to be over. The priest removed this week despite his stated plans to defy the bishop and stay on. And today, some of his supporters say he's being punished for speaking out. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
Father James Parker is no longer living at Holy Cross Church in Batavia. He was gone by Wednesday afternoon after having had a confrontation before morning mass with the parish's new administrator, Father Jared Twenty. The Diocese of Rockford says Father Parker is living with friends and still maintains his salary and health care, although he has not been given a new assignment. Dan Wirtz is among the parishioners who support Father Parker, even if he's assigned as pastor somewhere else. Wirtz says Father Parker was removed for speaking about moral issues.
Giving people the option to think what they want about COVID. You know, obviously, the whole 31 flavors of transgenderism and on and on.
Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Grassroots groups are their police oversight proposal grind to a halt in a Chicago City Council committee today. The Public Safety Committee refused to accept their original plan or a compromise plan offered by Alderman Harry Osterman. Mayor Lightfoot decided to pull her own competing bid from consideration. No matter what plan comes to light, the mayor wants to have final say on hirings and firings within CPD, COPA, and the Chicago Police Board, and she also wants to have final say over the department's policies and budgets. However, that same committee did easily approve the nomination of Acting Commissioner Annette Nance Holt to officially become Chicago's first female fire commissioner.
It's all but a certainty that First Deputy Commissioner Annette Nance Holt will be confirmed for the top job at next Wednesday's full city council meeting. She won universal praise at her public safety committee hearing, telling aldermen about her unlikely rise through the ranks.
I never dreamed of becoming a firefighter because I never saw one that looked like me, and I definitely never saw a woman. So pretty much on a dare, I took the exam with a group of guys I knew.
Nance Holt, who's African-American, says the fire department is strong, but it needs change, and she has a plan.
My highest priority will be increasing diversity across all divisions and ranks within the fire department. This can only be accomplished through vigorous recruitment in communities of color and outreach to high schools and underrepresented communities.
Nance Holt says the department hopes to have a new firefighter's exam given by the end of this year or beginning of next. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
An expert on the intersection of sports and economics says he's heard all the chatter about the Bears' bid for the Arlington International Racecourse property and predicts they'll stay on the lakefront.
Dr. Alan Sanderson is a sports economist at the University of Chicago.
Is Soldier Field the worst stadium in the NFL? Yeah, probably. But that's the Bears doing.
And he says talk that the team has put in a bid to buy the Arlington International Racecourse property is likely nothing more than a negotiation tactic with Chicago.
Let's take advantage of the fact, gee, there's some interest at the moment in this quarterback rivalry or the emergence of Mr. Fields.
At the end of the day, Dr. Sanderson says he doubts the Bears will make the move to Arlington Heights.
For the NFL, television is the name of the game. That's the 800-pound gorilla or the 300-pound lineman. It's not fantasy in the seats. And so it doesn't really matter where the Bears play.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Life is said to be getting back to normal in Rockton, Illinois after fire gutted a chemical plant this week. Rockton Fire Protection District says the one-mile evacuation order around that facility has been lifted, so area residents can return home and businesses can reopen. The Winnebago County Public Health Department says it'll be canvassing the neighborhood, telling people how to clean their pools and how to put their AC back on again. After COVID-19 canceled last year's Artists of the Wall Festival, residents of the Rogers Park neighborhood are back out sharing their view of the past year through paintings along the lakefront today.
Among the paintings of skylines, animals, and people on 160 sections of concrete benches is a memorial wall. It's a new aspect of the festival and gives people a chance to remember those who died this past year from COVID or anything else. Salome Chasnoff with the P.O. Box Collective is helping organize it.
Gray paint represents the people dying in the shadow of, because people couldn't really come together, so there's that. Then also the, I guess the yellow, this is just paints we had, but the yellow of the sun. So.
She's remembering her mother, also an artist, who died at age 103. Artists are spreading out, not to crowd each other, as some depict a world without police or Confederate monuments. This is the 27th year for the fundraiser for the local Park Advisory Council.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.